I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You're my honey bun sugar pop, pumpkin, yummy, yumpkin. You're my sweetie pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call, do you?
All in favor to help Veronica and Anthem get revenge on her husband Sheldon, say aye.
Aye.
Veronica, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We are so great. How can we help you get revenge on your husband, though?
Okay. So my husband, his name's Sheldon. I'm basically surrounded by men. Well, little boys, honestly, because between my husband and my son, it's just a little obnoxious because they just pick on each other. And my husband has convinced my son that he's a murderer.
How?
What?
I know. It's crazy. So last week...
Wait, how old is your son, by the way?
He's six.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
Your husband has convinced your six-year-old son he's a murderer.
Yeah.
Okay.
So last week, Sheldon went behind my back, and he decided to get our six-year-old a BB gun. And I'm completely against it. Like, I don't want anything that remotely resembles a weapon in the house.
Yikes.
But, you know, boys will be boys, I guess. And they've been playing around, and 3 nights ago, Gabriel came screaming into the house. He's like, I didn't mean to, I swear, I'm so sorry. And I'm freaking out, you know, what's happened? And I guess my husband had taken a ketchup packet, you know, like you get at McDonald's or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And while Gabriel was shooting outside in the backyard, he went in front of them, and he dramatically, I guess, fell down and was, like, holding his arm crying because he said that Gabriel had shot him and made it look like he was bleeding with the ketchup packet.
What?
The hell's wrong with your husband?
What?
So he bought him a BB gun, and then he made him think that he was trying to kill Dad?
Yeah.
He's, like, trying to traumatize your child.
Like, it's crazy. I mean,
TBS? Yep. We have one for you.
It's, like, making me nuts because I've seen Sheldon now whisper. He, like, when he walks by our son, he'll be like, pew, pew. And, like, he's like...
And he keeps teasing
it's crazy.
Him.
Like, I don't, like...
So, wait, what, more importantly, what does your son think about all this?
I think deep down he's really scared because he feels bad, but I can tell he's trying to, like, be cool and joke around with Dad. So it's, like, this awful... I don't know. We had a conversation with him, but I...
That's sad.
And I just, I don't know what to do. It's, like, I have two children in the house.
You need to take that BB gun and really shoot Dad in the arm and see how it feels.
Wow.
Really draw blood. Ew,
don't those things really hurt?
Yes. Yes.
So I'm kind of at my wit's end, and I need to put him in his place because...
Haven't you seen A Christmas Story? You could shoot an eye out with those things.
Oh, no.
Ralphie.
Right? But your son is okay, right? He knows it's a joke.
I think so. This is one of those things where, like, you know, with kids that you're just like, oh, my God, did we just imprint some crazy memory on him forever?
Yeah, those 10 years of therapy, then you can ask him that question. Like, you okay? You're all right with that?
And he's how old again?
Six.
Oh,
poor baby.
I know.
Yeah.
All in favor to shoot his dad, say aye.
With the BB gun,
with the BB gun,
right?
Obviously.
Okay, I.
Right.
No, we're not shooting anybody.
Well, I mean, but I'm not, but I'm in favor. So.
Right. A flesh wound, a little something like that.
An eye for an eye? Oh, wait.
Hello.
I'm going to scare him back.
All right, so this is what we're going to do for you, Miss Veronica. How many seconds are we going to give her?
200.
We're going to give you 200 seconds to get back at your husband this morning, meaning we're going to gift to you our show. 200 seconds to convince and coax your hubby into baby talking to you live on the radio. How does that sound?
It sounds great. It's going to be so easy. I already know I've got a fist in the bag.
Well.
Okay. Well, you guys baby talking the relationship all the time?
No, it's just that he never remembers our anniversary, and... He just missed it.
Oh.
What?
Dang. He's double in trouble.
Right.
You have 400 seconds now, girl.
It won't take that long. He'll do whatever I say after I remind him of that.
Oh. And you love this guy, right?
I do. Okay. I don't know what's
That's
wrong.
The second time in life you said I do. Then you made a mistake.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Okay. Well, that should be easy then. He likes pranks. We're going to get him back with a million of our listeners listening, okay?
Perfect.
All right, Ms. Veronica. Hold on right there. We need his number. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a cupcake call. Up next, your morning mess. The Morning Mess is back with a cupcake call. We spoke to Veronica, who needs revenge on her hubby, Sheldon. I guess he decided to go around the back, and buy their son, who, by the way, is literally like a first grader, a BB gun. You know, it is what it is. You know what I mean?
Parenting at its finest.
There you go. So mommy wasn't too thrilled about that. And then to top it off, he played a little prank on their little son, Gabriel. I guess they were messing around, and dad got this little ketchup pack from McDonald's. And when his son was shooting off the little BB gun, shooting at stuff in the backyard, he pretended to fall down, squished the ketchup pack, and made his son think he was bleeding.
Oh, my God.
She's on the line, Veronica. I'm so confused. Did he want him to have the BB gun or not? Because I would have seen if you would have pulled the prank to say, see how dangerous these are, but...
I know. I mean, in some ways, I'm like, well, I guess he's afraid to play with guns now, which is good. But... yeah, we could have hopefully taught that lesson a little less dramatically.
Yeah, like not get the BB gun at all at that point.
Exactly.
It just sounds like your husband takes pranks way too far, and to do that to your poor six-year-old is too much.
Yeah, he definitely took it too far this go-around.
Okay, well, he took it too far. We're going to take it farther.
Let's do it.
We don't know where the line is unless you cross it. Let's cross that line.
Oh, my gosh.
How many seconds we're giving her, Carla?
Well, I was going to give you 200, but then you mentioned that he keeps forgetting your anniversary, too. He's just losing. We're going to give you 400.
Wow. Oh,
all right.
We're going to give you a plenty of time to prank him back. We call it the cupcake call. We're going to give you all these seconds to convince and coax him into baby talking to you live on the radio. Now, us, the Morning Mess, and the Valley is going to eavesdrop if you don't mind.
Oh, please.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, baby. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Just want to say I love you, and I'm so happy that we made it another year together. You know what today is, right?
Yeah. I mean, don't you?
You forgot, didn't you?
No.
Yeah, it's what?
It's our anniversary, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, baby.
Really?
I know I said I wasn't going to this year. I'm so, so sorry. You know how crazy work has been.
Yeah, it's so crazy that you forget our wedding anniversary.
Baby, you know I can make it up to you, right? You know.
Yeah. Let me think. What do I... You know, you could do that voice you always do when the kids are asleep.
What?
You know... after we've had a little fun, like the old babe.
Oh, yeah.
Can you, my little baby Shelly come out?
Hang on a second. Let me just get back in the car real fast. Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready, baby?
Oh, of course.
Oh, Shelly, baby, so sorry. Shelly, baby, crawl on hands and knees to mama. Mama, so sorry to mama. How I forget the most important this day in the whole wide world is because I just a baby. Baby who really needs to go home to mama so I can show you how much she really loves her. Because baby Shelly loves the mama. So
what is happening?
Oh, my.
Took it to Japan.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Sheldon.
Wait, what the hell is going on?
Well, you're live on the radio right now, Sheldon.
Oh, no. You have got it. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
There's a lot going on. Yeah, we're the Morning Mess on Live 105. And you've been Cupcake Call. So, Veronica, you want to explain to him why he's embarrassing himself live on the radio?
When you pulled a prank on our son and pretended to get shot, which is horrifying, and scared our six-year-old half to death, I figured, well, two can play that game, so...
Wow.
How do you feel about that, Shirley?
This is not even close to the same thing, okay? I mean, like...
What?
Well, we can talk about this tonight.
Yeah, we can talk about this tonight, but I'm so glad that you...
Oh, Shirley! Oh,
come on, but okay, we get it.
Shirley...
Who is that making that voice now?
It's Shirley. Don't you recognize Shirley? What do you mean, Shirley?
Come on, dude. Okay, all right. I got it. You guys got me. Ha, ha, ha. Funny, funny. You realize I'm going to be hearing this for the next year from all my friends and all my coworkers.
I hope so.
Settle down. It was just a prank. Just a prank. Someone can dish it out, but not take it, I see.
Oh. Take it, Shirley. Take it.
Ew.
Hold on to your ankles and take it, Shirley.
Oh,
are we familiar, anybody?
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.